Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our phone number here is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. The topic is somewhat open today. We'll take your calls on the Bible, current events. But I do want to follow up with yesterday's discussion about why we're going to Little Rock, Arkansas. The Clinton Library is opening next week. And we will be there for the grand opening, Bob Enyart Live. There's 20 of us confirmed now and a number of others who are thinking about going. So you're invited to come on out to Little Rock, Arkansas with us, and we'll be there. In a few minutes, I'll get to why we're going to expose Bill Clinton. The evidence is overwhelming that he raped Juanita Broderick. And when people adore him and view him as their heroes, you can use something like this, something so black and white, to show them where their heart is really at. And they have truly made themselves into enemies of God because they don't care how evil Bill Clinton is. He's their hero, and they're going to defend him. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote to expose evil. He wrote that we should expose evil. Don't just look the other way. Don't just give up. You know, in history, there's been a lot of times when people just give up and say it's not worth it. Well, we will go. We went, 10 of us went to Los Angeles when O.J. Simpson's memorabilia was being sold, and we turned the city upside down for 3 days. It was really a blast. We flew in, flew out, and the city was never the same. 10 of us were in New Zealand for a week protesting Bill Clinton being there. And this is after the news became public. The evidence was overwhelming, so that the Wall Street Journal said that Bill Clinton, in fact, raped Juanita Broderick. When you look at the evidence and you speak to the corroborating witnesses, the Wall Street Journal wrote that it was an event that, in fact, took place. Not alleged. So if 20 of us go, and I imagine by the time next week comes, we may have, well, maybe we'll have 25 or 30. And that's not in a country. We had 10 of us in a country. We turned the country upside down. We would get in a van, we would get in a taxi cab in Auckland, New Zealand, and the driver would know where we're going because he knew who we were. We would get the same thing happen in L.A., Los Angeles. I remember getting a taxi cab in Los Angeles, 11 o'clock, was it Tuesday morning? And the taxi cab driver said, I know you want to go to the courthouse. We said, yeah, how do you know? He said, I watch you on TV. So that was in L.A. So this is in a little city like Little Rock, 20 staff and friends of Bob Enyart Live in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's going to be quite an event. So if you can come on, if you can join us, please come. All right, what else? This Friday, there's going to be a neat event, and I'll be speaking here in Denver on the young Earth. Is the Earth billions of years old, or is the scientific evidence available to refute the theories of billions of years? Well, that will be at Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you this. There's an interview out on the internet. Someone at theologyonline.com. Theology Online is one of the most popular, one of the best Christian websites in the world. It's affiliated with kgov.com and Denver Bible Church. It's like a ministry of Denver Bible Church. And theologyonline.com, they have about 4,000 members. And right now, there are 333,000 posts. Now, that's quite an active website, theologyonline.com. 333,000, not hits, not visits, but posts, where people participated in a debate, a discussion, a prayer group, a fellowship group. And they've got over almost 8,000 threads, different topics being discussed, 4,000 members, a third of a million posts. And there's an interview there where I was interviewed by one of their members. Jefferson George did an interview with me, and the transcription of it is available at theologyonline.com. If you want to go right to the interview without working through the menus, you can go to our website, kgov.com, and right at the top of our website, we link to the TOL interview. And it's a lot of fun. That interview talks about this ministry, Bob and Yurt Live. It talks about some of our manuscripts and some questions about doctrine and theology that some longtime listeners of this show might be wondering, you know, what's Bob's position on this issue or that issue. So you might want to check that out at kgov.com, the new interview with me, with Bob and Yurt Live, conducted by Jefferson George. All right, right now we're going to the president of the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, and that's Brian. Brian, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here.
It's such an honor to be invited to speak to your monthly meeting this Friday.
Yes.
Could you tell the audience first about your group? What is Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship?
Yes, Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship started back in early 1999. And what we do is we're an organization that teaches creation and teaches the fallacy of evolution. And we've been bringing in speakers from all over the world for the past 5.5 years teaching this. And we meet the second Friday of every month at the Holly Hills Bible Church. And this Friday, we're going to have you.
Well, it's an honor to be invited. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Bob.
And Brian, it will be fun because we're going to do sort of a debriefing of our ongoing dialogue with the Old Earthers in Denver.
Yes.
Now, what's the big group in the country? I don't know how big they are, but what's the leading group in the country of Old Earth Christians?
That's Hugh Ross's group.
Right.
And I guess you spoke with one of their organizations that follow his organization out here in Denver.
Yeah, their Denver chapter, Reasons to Believe.
Yes.
And They are Christians who think it's really important to show the world that the Big Bang is true and that the Earth is billions of years old, the universe is 14 billion years old or so.
Or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. It changes quite a bit.
Yes.
But we have debated them along with a science teacher from Maranatha Christian Center, Don Daly and I, debated the Old Earthers back in February. And it was a moderated debate. It went on for a few hours. It was really fun. And I don't know. I don't know if it's appropriate, Brian, since I was a member in the debate, if it's appropriate for me to say who won or lost.
Well, I heard that you won.
Well, that's what I heard. But, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn here. But it seemed like it was a significant victory for the young Earth side. Significant. And so then afterward, in fact, there were people in the audience who were Old Earthers who came up to us and said the young Earth side won big time. And that's telling. And also, we go by this. Whichever side sells the tapes probably thinks they won.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But you had the truth, Bob, and you gave them the facts.
Well,
and that's why you were way ahead.
That's what I think, Brian. And so anyway, then we offered them to come on this show for 5 days in a row and present Old Earth versus Young Earth. We'll debate it again on the air.
Yes.
And in exchange for me getting the opportunity to present again my argument for a Young Earth to their monthly meeting.
Yes.
And they did it. They invited me to come in a few weeks ago on a Saturday morning, and I presented Young Earth and gave their group, the Denver chapter of Reasons to Believe, the opportunity to try to rebut. And there were four or five of us there, Young Earthers. And again, we thought it went extremely well. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through the presentation at your meeting Friday night and give the evidence we gave against an Old Earth and what the Bible teaches about a Young Earth. And we'll do a debriefing and let people know what the Old Earthers' arguments were. And then also we're going to give away a CD-ROM of the PowerPoint presentation and the notes to everyone who comes.
Yes, we'll be happy to have you because I think you have some really important things to show us because you really had some good arguments against the old Earth and also the Big Bang.
The Big Bang, that'll be good. We'll focus on, is the Big Bang a credible theory and is it one we should use to interpret the Bible by? So that'll be fascinating. So Holly Hills Bible Church, that's 2400 South Holly Street in Denver.
Yes, and if they need information, they can come to our website, which there's a link on yours, but it's www.youngearth.org. It'll give an overview of what you're going to be speaking about. And also, there's a list on there of our future speakers coming up in the next few months and also the past speakers that we've had over the past few years.
Yeah, and maybe if you average the attendance of these, it's maybe about 100 people per month.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
And sometimes we get a lot more, especially when someone comes like you who wants to come out and tell us what you've done promoting the young earth, which really what the Bible teaches and Genesis teaches.
Right, exactly. So, okay, this is going to be really exciting, and it's at 7 o'clock, and there are refreshments no less, right?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to have refreshments. Unless people are really mad at you or something, we might have to close down early.
Yeah, I bet that doesn't happen. I bet we'll have a lot of fun.
No, you have a lot of fun. There's a lot of people there that who've heard a lot of speakers, you know, over the past few years teach us the truth of the gospel and that we can trust the Bible from the very first word. So we're glad to have you on, Bob.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to seeing you Friday night, Brian.
Thank you, Bob. We'll see you there.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That
Bye-bye.
Is so exciting. We're thrilled that that's going to work out. Okay. So, so I told you about the interview at theologyonline.com, and that's attached to a forum, so you could read the interview and participate in the forum right there. It's a lot of fun. And we talked about Friday night, 7 o'clock, come on out for the Young Earth, Age of the Earth Showdown with the Denver chapter of Reasons to Believe, a debrief of how that ongoing dialogue is going. And then Sunday after church, Sunday morning, I preach at Denver Bible Church. I'm the pastor. And last Sunday, how many people do we have? We're a small church. We were planted by a Bible church across town. Our first Sunday, January 1st, 2000, is when we started as a church. And that's a neat day to start a church, right, for the new millennium. And after this Sunday, after church, about 12:30, we'll be heading out with a small caravan and then meeting people from other states in Little Rock, Arkansas, to protest Bill Clinton for basically getting away with rape, which is so despicable. The evidence is overwhelming, and you can use that as a wedge to get people, to pry people from their belief that they're so good they don't need Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says expose the works of darkness, expose evil. Because people embrace evil and they think they're good enough to get to heaven. So it'll be real interesting. We got people coming from Colorado, from Arkansas, that's appropriate, from Texas. Where else? We got people coming from Florida. All right, we're going to have a good time. Oh, California. Yep, California. I'm just looking at the list here. So over 20 people. And you might be able to be one of them. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278. In Aurora, Colorado, Keisha, speak your mind.
Hi, I was wondering if there were protests in the Bible.
If there were protests in the Bible? Well, let me run that through my memory banks real quick. There's a guy named Shimei in the Old Testament, and he protested King David for his sin. And he, as David would march along, he would run alongside him and throw dirt up in the air and yelling at the king for being evil. That's a protest.
But I don't know if Christians protested against the
against
evil things
the king?
That happened.
Against the king?
No, against evil things that happened. Or
well, Shimei was protesting David for being evil. But but also, do you remember John the Baptist? Of course you remember him.
Yes.
Yeah, and do you remember what he got arrested for?
No, I can't. I don't remember exactly.
All right. He got arrested for criticizing the king for being sexually immoral. See, the king, Herod, this was Herod the Great's, one of his sons, who was the tetrarch in Galilee, and he committed adultery with his brother Philip's wife. And John the Baptist was publicly criticizing, rebuking Herod for committing adultery and incest. And as a result of that, John the Baptist was arrested and put in jail. And if you remember, Jesus gave John the Baptist some pretty wonderful compliments. He was a neat guy. So, Keisha, is that, I've just gave you two examples out of the Bible off the top of my head of people doing things similar to what we're about to do. So do you think it's better not to say anything when the leaders are evil?
Well, no, but I think there's verses in the Bible that say we should do it privately at first and then take two witnesses or...
That's when it's someone in your church that you have access to. If let's say you lived in Germany and you knew that the chancellor, Adolf Hitler, is slaughtering Jews, do you think that you can't speak publicly until you first have a private meeting with him?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course not, right? So what you're doing, it's understandable, but you're taking a passage for how to deal with sin within your family, among your friends, with your associates at your church, a member of your church, and you're trying to apply that to national politics. And it doesn't apply. Otherwise, you couldn't rebuke anyone publicly. And the Bible is filled with rebukes of governing officials. Right? Just because the prophet didn't have access to someone didn't mean that the prophet couldn't condemn the wickedness of a person. And you know what, Keisha? If you don't love the leaders of your nation and their evil, then you keep your mouth shut. Because God says that for the people who are going to hell, he said, if you don't rebuke them, then their blood is on your hands. But if you do rebuke them and they go to hell, then their blood is on their hands, not on your hands. But if you love your neighbor, you will confront him and rebuke him. And Bill Clinton is, if nothing else, he's full of himself, that he's God's gift to the earth, and in fact, he's evil. And so he needs to acknowledge that he's evil and stop mocking and condemning the women whom he has victimized, and he needs to repent and express his sorrow before God. And if he doesn't do that before he dies, he's going to hell. So, Keisha, it's important to know, you know, which biblical principles to apply in which circumstances. And I'm glad that you're taking a shot at doing that. All right?
All right. Well, sometimes I need to be reminded, I guess.
Yeah, well, God bless you. I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, that was Keisha from Aurora, Colorado. Our phone number here is 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. So yesterday we were going through the highlights of the interview I had with Norma Rogers. And she is the nurse who found Juanita Broderick sobbing and wounded on the bed in which she alleged that Arkansas Attorney General Bill Clinton had just forcibly raped her. With her face bruised, her lips swollen to double their size. So we were going through that interview, which you can listen to, by the way, on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. And I said that we'd finish those details today, and we will. But first, let me go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278. In Ormond Beach, Florida, Dave, you're on Bob and Yurt Live. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Super. Hey, I wanted to let you know that you're going to have to increment the number of people who are going to Arkansas.
By how many?
By five.
Hey, praise the Lord. So, Dave, that's you and who else?
Myself, my wife, Cecilia.
Oh, praise the Lord.
My three daughters, and Megan, who's 10, Rachel, who's 7, and Gabrielle, who is 2.
Oh, that is so exciting. You know, kids have come to all kinds of events we've done over the many years, and it's really a time of fellowship and friendship building for a lot of people. Even though you're doing some serious work, it's a neat time.
Absolutely.
So we'll be sharing meals together. We'll be hanging out from morning to evening. And so this will be a good time. So how do we know each other, Dave?
I'm a longtime listener. This is my first time getting in touch with you. Obviously, there's quite a few miles between Colorado and Florida. And
yeah.
I was thrilled when I first saw the Little Rock and said, wow, they're driving there, I'm driving there. That's roughly half. Okay, I went to public school, so you know.
Hey, that's not bad. So, well, this is exciting, Dave. So that's 25 people. Now, we've heard from a handful of others who might go. So, you know, we took 10 people to Los Angeles, and literally for a couple days, we took over the city. It was really fun. I say literally in a figurative sense. And then we went to New Zealand, and we drove around that country for a week, 10 of us in a van. And it was Jeff and who's Jeff's wife's name? I forget Jeff's wife's name. Ken Scott was there, Darlene Waldron, Connie Sharon. Well, that's my mom. Josiah and Nathaniel, my two sons. And we turned, whoever I forgot, I'm going to get in trouble for, Randy Hayes from California. We just had the greatest time and ministering, letting people know right from wrong, witnessing to people, warning them about leaders like Bill Clinton, who are like sheep and, you know, a lamb and a wolf in a sheep's clothing. And so, Dave, it's going to be great to get to know you guys.
Absolutely. We'll have to take Little Rock. Start spreading some truth.
25 people will take over Little Rock for the week. All right. God bless you, Dave.
And you too, Bob.
I really
look forward to seeing you.
Okay, and I can't wait to see you. Now let's go to Parker, Colorado, 1-800-836-9278. Elise?
This is kind of a kick.
Yes, go ahead, Elise.
I always listen to you, and I happened to accidentally cross across KOA Rush Limbaugh when I was heading for you.
Yeah.
And I just thought I'd let you know he is calling it the Clinton Library and Massage Parlor.
Oh, brother, that is funny. All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's
I thought
great.
You might get a big laugh
thanks,
out of that.
Thanks for the report,
adios.
Elise. Okay, adios. Adios, amiga. Okay, so Rush, he's always got a twist, doesn't he? And there are celebrities from all over the country going to this thing, as well as many foreign dignitaries. And, you know, we got a call from somebody out of state who's going today, and I asked, and they said, what can we do? And I said, well, I'd like to email you our trifold pamphlet we're going to hand out. And perhaps you could print it out, 1,000 of them, fold them, and have them ready. And that guy said, sure, happy to help. So if you can come with us, that'd be the best help. If there's any way you can support us financially, this is not going to cost a fortune, but it's going to cost, I bet you, a few thousand dollars total. And if you wanted to help, don't consider this a heavy plea for financial support for this project. It's not. But if you want to be a part of it and want to help out, either call us or go to our website, kgov.com. Click on our store on the upper right of the homepage, and you could make a donation and put in the notes that it's for the Clinton protest in Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay. Or call us up, and you could do the same thing over the phone, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So Juanita Broderick, if you missed the story yesterday, you could go online to kgov.com and listen to the bullets, details, one after another, that I was relating from the interview with Norma Rogers, and you could listen to that interview. at kgov.com. And here, the nurse who found her friend sobbing and distraught, having just been raped by Bill Clinton. And the media outlets that have reported on this, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, Dateline MSNBC, but Bill Clinton was a Democratic president, and as such, he has executive privilege, which means he gets to sexually harass, sexually assault, and rape women with impunity, and nobody cares because he supports the right to kill unborn children. And so executive privilege for a Democrat, for a liberal, is you could sexually harass and assault women and get away with it. Let's go to Colorado Springs. Torch, you're on Bob and you're live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, this is Torch. Philip Altpeter is the name. You sent me a newsletter last week or so.
All right.
And I got it, and I appreciate it very much. It was interesting, very interesting.
Thank you, sir.
And anyway, I heard you talking about Clinton, and I couldn't help but I kind of glanced up to my bookshelf, and I saw this book called Betrayal.
Ah.
Have you heard of it?
Well, yeah, by Ann Coulter, no?
Huh?
Who's it by?
Bill Gertz.
Oh, Bill Gertz. Okay. Yeah, Ann Coulter wrote Treason.
Yeah, and he basically what they did is they sold out American security, gave millions of dollars to Russia while they still had a stockpile of stuff. North Korea built its nuclear arsenal right under their nose, and he let them.
Right, right. When was that book written?
Oh, goodness. Let me look here.
Well, just a few years ago?
It's a few years
because
old.
We
it's
had
not real old.
Torch,
but
we had Bill Gertz on the show just about, well, 6 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and talking his latest book, talking about the weapons in Iraq, like the missiles used to shoot down one of our planes, was made in France, one of their newest surface-to-air missiles. And the evidence was overwhelming that the French were selling the terrorists in Iraq and Saddam Hussein millions and millions of dollars worth of weapons right up to the war.
Wow, incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, it says one thing that really got to me here was the inside story of an American intelligence officer who was blinded by a Russian laser and then abandoned as politically inconvenient by Clinton's White House and State Department.
Hmm. All right.
Some bad stuff went on, you know. I mean,
yeah.
This guy is not only immoral, he's a traitor, and he definitely is a sinner, and he needs the Lord.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the similarities between John Kerry and Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton was, he avoided the draft. He went over to Russia during the Cold War. He's in Moscow.
Oh, sure.
He's protesting against our country when we are trying to fight and stop communism, which was responsible for slaughtering tens of millions of people. And John Kerry was the same, basically traitors siding with the communists against America.
Yes, it was. And Kerry, for example, in 1971, still a lieutenant in the Navy, stood up in front of the Senate and basically brought down all the veterans that fought in the war over there. And they came home and
all right,
and got
we're out of time, George. We're out of time, but thank you so much. And I want to tell you about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. Their phone number is 303-431-5653. 20 beautiful acres, Christ-centered, top academics. And all this for your kids through 12th grade. That's 431-5653.